With the sounds of Shields Avenue in central Fresno as a backdrop, welcome to this week's broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno. Feed My Sheep Ministries is a church. It's an outreach for helping people connect with jobs, entrepreneurship. It's a men's recovery program. It's a women's shelter. It's a whole bunch of things. And this time of the year, it's also a Christmas tree lot or two. Bruce Hood, founder, director. Hey, we haven't caught up in a couple of weeks.
It's been a while, Ken. But, you know, we always manage to meet some kind of way.
We do some kind of way. A lot of times you meet me or I'll meet you. A lot of times I've been to your church or out at the special event. We've done it sitting in the Feed My Sheep van in front of my house. We've done it in restaurants. And as I mentioned, today we're on, I should say tonight as we're recording it, we're on Shields Avenue, just a little bit west of Blackstone in central Fresno. Why the heck are we sitting here, Bruce?
Well, this is where all the action is right now, Ken. You know, it's coming up just weeks away from Christmas.
No, come on.
Yeah, remember not long ago we was talking and...
I remember back about August I said something about Christmas trees and we both laughed and it seemed like it was a million years away.
Well, we laughed and looky here. It's all a bonus. In the Christmas trees.
And, of course, it is the first weekend of December as we're broadcasting these programs. We are back, yes, once again, at the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot. If you've been to it in years past, it's back at exactly the same spot. It sits here as a vacant field the rest of the year, but the gentleman who owns it, he blesses you and lets you set up shop here between Thanksgiving and Christmas, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, Ken. we've had, God's been a total blessing to us through this lot here, because we've been able to really use it as a great fundraiser, and those fundraisers that we use, those fundraisers are used to keep this ministry afloat and keep it active and on fire for this whole community.
We've said it on programs before, but it's worth repeating. The Christmas tree sales, I mean, you can find Christmas tree lots just about on every corner throughout the city of Fresno and most communities in the Central Valley. But the difference here is when you buy a tree, what do you do, Bruce?
Well, of course, you feed a family. And now, you know, you also house a family. We've come a long ways, Ken, from just in the back end of that old 62 Chevy pickup, handing out day-old bread and cakes and donuts. And, we really expecting for God to really continue to bless the ministry so we can do more and more for whoever we need to help.
It all began one Sunday morning more than 10 years ago in an apartment complex in West Fresno. Bruce bringing the message to what, about four or five people gathered?
Something like that. There were days it was only two people there.
Two people. Did that count you?
That counted me.
Okay, so one preacher and one congregant.
Yeah. Sometimes I get a mirror and look at myself and preach to the congregation.
Yeah, like you said, the ministry's come a long way, and it's been exciting and amazing to watch the development of the ministry over the years that I've been doing the program with you. We've been doing it now for, I don't know, 8 years, 9 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
And just step by step, one by one, it amazes me. And I appreciate this because this is the way my brain is wired, Bruce. I'm not the kind of person that says I've got a 10-year master plan and at this point I'm going to be at this place. And you do the work of the ministry, and as you do it, God drops opportunities in your path, and before you know it, it's expanding and expanding and expanding.
That's exactly how it's all worked, and that's how it's happened. And so, and all it is just a clear picture to show us that God is in charge. He's got a plan, and all we have to do is be available. And he'll take us and show us that plan.
It's not ability, it's availability. The last couple of weeks, because we didn't get to meet, we ended up airing your testimony given way back in the 1990s at a Fresno Rescue Mission banquet. And you yourself said that God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And, you weren't equipped to do all this. If God would have shown you this 15 years ago, all that you'd be doing today, would you have run the other way?
I'd have probably got so discouraged I wouldn't have been able to wake up. All of this? How am I going to do all of
But one little puzzle piece at a time, it's been put together. And you hear about it every week on the program. Like I said, it's the church. It's the inner city outreach, connecting people with jobs and also entrepreneurship. There's a printing business there. Oh, gosh. In the last year, opening up the shelter for women and children, a home. Of course, there's the men's program. It just goes on and on. And the Christmas Tree Lot is the single largest fundraiser, as you said, Bruce, that keeps the ministry going the entire year. So if you're going to be buying a fresh tree anywhere within the sound of my voice, assuming you're in the central San Joaquin Valley, if you're in, like, Switzerland or something, you probably don't want to make the trip listening on the Internet. But Christmas Tree Lot, for those who don't know, located in central Fresno on Shields Avenue. Just find Manchester Center. Manchester Center has been there since the 1950s. It is a cultural landmark in the city of Fresno. Shields and Blackstone, head west about two blocks. On the north side of Shields, at the corner of a little street called Del Mar, you'll see it during the day, and you'll see it lit up with Christmas lights at night like it is right now, the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot. And what are your hours of operation out here, Bruce?
We open at 9 a.m. and we close at 10 a.m. 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
A little more than an hour.
Yeah, more than an hour.
9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we usually say you're here until just before Christmas or until the trees are sold out.
Until the trees are sold out.
So don't wait. As I showed up today, you were getting a fresh batch, just unloading them off the truck here. So tell me the variety of trees you got and what the approximate price ranges are.
Well, we have the traditional 5 to 6 foot Douglas fir, and that's the traditional tree. It's a 1995 tree, a $20 tree, and that's what most people prefer in their home. And then from there we have you get into like the noble firs. We have a 5 to 6 feet noble fir for $29.95, and then it goes a 6 to 7 foot noble fir, and that's $49.95. And then we got a 7 to 8 foot for $59.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it just goes up, and but Ken. We got those prices on there, but we work with people. Sometimes people come in and they say, "Well, Pastor Hood, I really love this tree, but I just don't have that much money." Some kind of way they leave here with that tree.
How many Christmas tree lots do that? I ask you. And again, every penny that's cleared from the sales of the Christmas trees goes towards the support of Feed My Sheep Ministries. So if you're going to buy a tree, this is the place to buy it. And you get a lot of repeat customers. In fact, I was asking Charles, who's been doing some of the sales out here, and he says a lot of repeat customers from years past.
Mm-hmm. It happens like that every year. The people love supporting what we do. And then the trees are pretty fair quality trees. And our prices are just a bit lower than most other people. Sometimes we ride in the same range. And, Ken, probably within a week from now, we'll have tables lined up with food on them.
That was my next question.
Yeah, and so, all the neighbors in the neighborhood are used to come and not only to get a tree, but to take home sacks of groceries, and so.
I was here last year. And this is kind of a low-income area here, kind of lower middle class. And there was a couple of women from the neighborhood just adjacent to the lot here. There was an older woman and a younger woman. And they came and they picked up some, because you had this kind of assortment of groceries and some bread items. And they said, "This is a real blessing." They said, "Because we're almost at the end of the month, the money's gone, and we've got to wait until the first of the month for more money. This will tide us over until the money shows up."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they... you'll find that with a lot of people that come. And so, God gives it to us, and so this is just as good a place to give it away as anywhere.
Freely you've received, freely you give.
Freely you give.
So So again, it's not only a spot for purchasing Christmas trees, but again, a food distribution outlet as well. You know, if you don't need the food, you know, don't show up and load up the pickup truck just because it's free food. But if you know somebody who's in need and they're in the vicinity of Shields and Blackstone, send them over to the lot. Because as Bruce said, sometime in the next few days, they're going to have the table set up with some food items. So that's the ministry. Just it's multifaceted, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It is. We just everywhere we go, you know, our mind is on lost souls, doing the work for God and helping people whatever way we can.
Again, the Feed My Sheep Christmas Tree Lot on Shields Avenue in central Fresno, just a couple of blocks west of Blackstone, a couple of blocks west of Manchester Center. The north side of Shields at the corner of a little street called Del Mar, you can't miss it. On the north side of Shields, a couple of blocks west of Blackstone. Open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. until right before Christmas or until the trees run out. And you'd love the trees to run out early so you could go home early.
Yes, any tree farm would.
It works that way. And what's cool is you're opening up a second location this year. I wanted to hammer the main one first, but you're opening one in the vicinity out on the west side of the valley, just outside the community of Kerman. Is that right?
Yes, we are. And that tree lot will be open tomorrow morning.
Now, when you say tomorrow morning, that'll be yesterday as folks are listening to this, right?
Yes, that'll be yesterday. So by the time they hear about this, the trees are to be out there.
A little secret. We're recording this Thursday night.
Well, you told our secret.
I gave it all away.
Yeah, it's not a secret anymore.
That tree lot is going to be, it's just about a mile or a mile and a half east of the community of Kerman. And it's going to be on, I guess it's Highway 145, also known as Madera Avenue. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's going to be, the location is in between Dakota and Ashland.
Okay, between Dakota and Ashland on Highway 145, also known as Madera Avenue, again, just a little bit east of the community of Kerman. And that's pretty convenient for folks in Kerman and what other communities?
It would probably serve Kerman, Tranquility, San Joaquin, and Madera. Okay. All those four towns, and then, you know, there's other little place on the outside of there. Okay. There's a great, generous man that loves Feed My Sheep Ministries. In fact, I've known him since I walked into the rescue mission.
Oh, okay.
When I was in bad shape. And he was one of the men that just stood beside me and helped me and walked with me. And his son-in-law has a shop out in that area. And so it's a very, very busy street. And what we're doing, Ken, this year, because God opened up not only that avenue but some other avenue to have fundraisers, we're in desperate need to expand the women's facility. Now, you know, we got that five-bedroom house some time back, and it's not been a day when every room hasn't been filled.
Wow.
And every time a woman leaves, there's another woman and children waiting at the front door to come in. And I get probably four or five phone calls every day from different places like social services, just all kind of different agencies that have women that they're working with children, and that are homeless. I never knew there was such a serious problem with women and children being homeless. I never knew that till I got involved in that type of work.
And this is coming from the man who himself was homeless some years ago. But as you said, that's been the part of the changing face of homelessness over the years, is in some cases the father or husband abandoning the family, and where do the women and the children go?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Ken. And so, you know, we like I say, we get several phone calls every day. It's just, and I've had phone calls where the woman's actually crying, saying, "Can you please help me? I have nowhere to go with my children." And it just makes you, just kind of just breaks and tears your whole heart up. because you want to do whatever you can to help people. But, you know, when we fill up to capacity, there's nothing I can do. And so, you know, I just, there's nothing I can do. And so it's really pushed me.
The ministry to women and children is a fairly recent development to Feed My Sheep Ministries, probably in the last year and a half. I guess it all started back to the day the woman with her children showed up on the steps of your church. It was a hot summer's day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and as I look back and I see that situation, and you know, and then I see how God works sometimes to get us going in the direction that He wants us to go in. And that's happened to me several times. And actually what happened is there was a woman sitting on the porch of our church with three kids. And when I walked with come to Bible study at night, and she said, I don't have anywhere to go. She said, I don't have any money. And someone told me that you might could help us. And so we was put in a situation where we had to do something. I was going to take the woman and children into my home, but some of my church members, you know, influenced me not to do that. So what we did is we went and rented an apartment down the street for that woman and her children. And we thought, well, we just rent this apartment, and then once we get home away, we'll close it up. But it didn't happen that way. Before we could close it, another family came, and the word got out, and they just kept coming.
Right.
And so we kind of got the idea that it maybe was God's will that we go in that direction.
And of course, as you say, you moved on from renting the apartment to God presented the opportunity and the funds to purchase for a great price the five-bedroom house, a nice five-bedroom house. And those five bedrooms, you said, since you opened it up, but probably near the latter part of the summer, they're filled every night.
They're filled every night. Yeah, and that was another thing that happened with the house. Now that God made it available and we got it at a short sale, so cheap, you know, we could just pay it off. And very nice house, and you know, and so we using that house to you know, to house the women and children. But you know, it's got to the place of where, you know, we need more room.
Wow.
I mean, I just get so many phone calls, and like I say, sometimes there's one, two. We've had situations where there was two women almost clashing over getting the last bedroom we had. And so what we're doing, Ken, this year is the monies and those finances that this tree lot raises, and then also the tree lot in Madera, all those funds will be going toward expanding. Now, what we're thinking about, what we would like to do this year is find some apartments. We've got an eye on some that's kind of pretty mingled up. They got them boarded up. Probably gonna need a lot of work. But if we can get those apartments cheap enough, then we've got the manpower to remodel those apartments.
And you say they're close to your church?
Close to the church, right there in the hood. Yeah, so.
So that's it. That's the vision for the funds raised from the Christmas tree lots this holiday season of 2012. The expansion of the ministry to women and children, because a five-bedroom house is just not enough, amazingly enough. So support the ministry. Buy your fresh Christmas tree at the Fresno Christmas Tree Lot for Feed My Sheep, Shields Avenue, a couple of blocks west of Blackstone. You'll find them there. And you'll also find them just east of the community of Kerman on Highway 145. It's also called Madera Avenue, and that's in between Ashland and Dakota, just about a mile or a mile and a half outside of Kerman on the east side of town. And there you go. Christmas trees, you're going to be blessing the ministry, blessing women and children, and who knows who all you'll be blessing by purchasing a Christmas tree through Feed My Sheep. We're down to about the last 7 or 8 minutes of the program, Bruce. I haven't caught up with you since the big methamphetamine march and rally at Quigley Park out in north-central Fresno. That was like, what, 3 weeks ago? How did it go?
Oh, Ken, it was a little scary at first because the weather was predicting rain. And rain and rain.
And it hadn't rained in like months.
It hadn't rained in months. But you know, Ken, we've learned to go to get in our prayer closet and pray. You know, I at that time I was asking for all the Elijahs there was for God to hold the rain back, and He did. We had our attendance was down. We had about 1,000 people showed up, but of course I think we'd have been close to 2,500 people if the weather hadn't predicted rain like that. And and it did rain that day, but it wasn't real heavy. And the people that came, those were the people that was committed and dedicated to putting their feet on methamphetamine and standing on it. And we had a great parade. Like I say, there was about 1,000 people that showed up. We had some great speakers, some great Christian bands that showed up, and it just turned out to be a good day. There was two women that were in a lesbian relationship, and Ken, I tell you, it's the first time I ever experienced something like that. The woman called me and she said, "We got one of your flyers about the methamphetamine march." And so the woman called me and she asked me, she said, "I heard about your march." She said, and me and my girlfriend, she said, we've been off of methamphetamine now for a month, and we want to give our heart to God. And I said, "Well, yeah, that'd be great." I said, "Come on out." She said, "We would like to come to your church and give our heart to God." I said, "That would even be better. That'd be great." And so she said, she asked me a question. She said, "Do you judge people?" I said, "No." I said, "Myself and everyone out there is ex-drug addicts and this and that." She said, "No, you don't understand." She said, "I'm married to another woman." I said, "Well, you know, God is the judge. God gave me wisdom to speak to this woman." I told her, I said, "No, God is the judge. I said, I'm out there to represent God. I said, you know, we're not there to judge people, but there's times when I must preach the truth." And I told her, I said, "And you know the truth is that God never ordained that lifestyle." So they showed up at the march, and they gave their heart to God right there in the middle of the march. And so they wanting to come to our church. So it looks like next Sunday I'll be picking them up. And so I had to warn the church ahead of time, you know, that they're coming. And, you know, I was talking to Brother Rudy Peterson about it, and someone else too, and Bill Cox, and they both shared with me, the truth is that's what we're facing today. These are the type of people that we ministering to today. So we might as well get the church ready. We might as well get ourselves prepared. And we might as well make plans to minister to those people that are living those lifestyles like that.
Precisely.
Yeah, because those people got real souls in them that belong to God.
Right. Jesus died for them too.
He died for them too. And so we had that experience. And then the next day, they showed up at our church, a woman and her daughter. And I was preaching. And no, I hadn't started preaching yet. We were just making some announcements and different things. And right in the middle of service, the woman started, going through. Looked like it was convulsions or maybe a seizure or something like that. And one of the women in our church said she's having a seizure. And so I left the pulpit and walked down to where she was at, and went over to start praying for her. And every time I tried to put my hand on her to pray for her, she would slide back in the seat. And that happened 3 or 4 times. She wouldn't let me put my hand on her to pray for her. So I just stood up over and prayed. Just kept praying for her. And she was looked like, you could have very well said it was a seizure, but it wasn't a seizure, Ken. The first time I ever really faced something very demonic as it was. And she started saying some words. And when she was talking, it didn't even sound like a human voice. It sounded like a machine or something that was talking out of her. And that went on for two or three minutes. And I just started pleading the blood of Jesus all over her, and commanding the devil to come out. And just a few minutes later, she became calm and peaceful. And I went back up to the pulpit and preached the gospel. But that happened, and she came as a result of that methamphetamine rally.
Wow.
And, you know, so you run into things like that. You know, whenever you're around methamphetamine and other kind of those real hallucinogenic type of drugs like that, those drugs open up the door for demonic activity.
Well, yeah, I mean, you talk to anybody who's done drugs in the past and they say, you know, it expanded my mind into another dimension. I experienced God, quote unquote. And when Paul uses the word witchcraft in the New Testament, in Greek it's the word pharmakeia, which is where we get the word pharmaceutical from.
Yeah, so we're gonna keep our finger on methamphetamine. As soon as we get another opportunity, we're gonna do it again.
Wow.
Yeah, and so you know that's the direction God has taken us.
Wow.
And the rain start coming down, and every time the rain start coming down, I gather together all the prayer warriors. Begin to walk around the park and pray and pray. And then just a few minutes, the rain would stop. And it stayed like that all day, just little dribbles here and there, little sprinkles. But we fed over 1,000 people that day, yeah, and just had a great time out there.
Glad to hear that. Glad it was such a success and the rain didn't scare everybody away. Shoot, 1,000 people, that's a pretty good turnout for a day that was supposed to be pouring down rain. And we do have some names to add to the prayer list this week on the broadcast from Feed My Sheep. We'd like you to pray for Sarah. She is dealing with breast cancer. Also, Tina and Jody, all three of those ladies dealing with breast cancer. Sarah, Tina, and Jody. We've got Fred and Tony, who are both dealing with prostate cancer. So if you could lift up Fred and Tony in prayer as well, that would be much appreciated. Thank you. Bruce Hood, Feed My Sheep Ministries. If you've ever got any questions about what they do or how you can be involved financially or with your labor or with your prayer, you can call them in the 559 area code at 978-5469, 978-5469. Bruce Hood, God bless you, sir. Thanks for joining us this week.
And thank you too, Ken, and thank all you listeners.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.